I'm Lauren Dixon. Every Friday, we like to bring in local musicians live to the radio, play their new CDs, and we've got a combo of both today. We have got live music and new music all at the same time. Welcome to the studios, the Super Saturated Sugar Strings. How you guys doing?
Good.
Let's see if I can get all of these microphones turned on and ready to go. Now, this is a unique night because first time we've ever overbooked, but it's a good thing because we have... We have kind of the same situation going on here in the studio that you guys ran into. Fairbanks band Feeding Frenzy out in the hallway right now. They are going to step into the studio and play with us tonight as well. They just are coming into a period of promoting a new product as well as the Sugar Strings. You guys didn't plan that, did you? You're good friends with the... With Feeding Frenzy, you didn't plan on doing a release same time these guys were.
No, it was amazing and wonderful serendipity.
And you almost ended up booking over top of each other at the Taproot.
Yeah, luckily we gave people one day in between to kind of rest and relax and and you know, sober up and then do it again tomorrow.
This is a good thing because good music kind of floats all boats. There's bands, you guys share a similar sound, if you will, and that really, I think, helps everybody with promoting their music, with getting listeners involved and excited about a CD project. Let's quickly talk about the new CD, Heart-Shaped Leaves. Kat, tell me a little bit more about the new CD.
Well, we're very excited about it, first of all. It's our second album, and it's a little bit of a different sound than our first one. Our first one was real bouncy and kind of upbeat, and this one's a little bit more thematic and a little bit darker and a little bit more somber, I think is the word.
There was a little darkness there. I was wondering about that angle.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a darker album. I think over the past couple of years, we've had some interesting things happen in our lives, and that's been reflected in songwriting.
So do you stay dark with a theme once you kind of pick it up, or do you get a happy song and then everybody says, no, don't include that one, it's not fitting?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of fast songs on the album with really sad themes and a lot of slow songs with really happy themes. So we tried to keep it sort of thematic so it didn't feel schizophrenic. But if you listen to the words, I think a lot of it kind of is all over the map, really.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. The lyrics really kind of bring out some things that maybe the instruments aren't.
Yeah.
We have seen the Sugar Strings all over the place. You have seen them everywhere, heard them everywhere. Their new CD is coming out this weekend. The party is Saturday. There's two performances Saturday, which I think is really cool. You're doing a sit-down and a stand-up, basically.
Yeah, we're really excited. There's one performance from 7 to 9, and that's an all-ages show, which is very rare for us. It's rare that our young listeners can get out and see us because we usually play in over 21 venues. So 7 to 9 is all ages at the Taproot, and then we'll take a little break, come back on at 10, and play for the 21 and up crowd from 10 to 1:30.
Feeding Frenzy had their CD release, a little party on the EP project on Thursday night. They're supportive of the show coming up Saturday. Let's see what they think of your new music, as I would love to hear some live songs right now. What do you got for us start the show?
I think we'll begin with a tune called Because My Heart, and this is one of the very bouncy, upbeat ones with kind of sad themes if you listen to the lyrics. So, all right, here we go.
Laid awake, wondering about the fate of love, my heart could break, but I am not the one you're thinking of. I don't mind this, didn't mean to find you love today. Oh, no, not this way. And my heart is softer than ice cream left out in the sun to melt. My actions kindly, I've never done a thing that's not heartfelt. I love madly and do it gladly once a week. Oh, that's what I see. Because my heart is so demanding. Every day it is expanding. And your presence is so commanding. I just can't go, I can't say no to your love.
They call me tester, as if I wanted just a little taste. What can I?
every day is expanding, and your presence is so commanding. I just can't go, I can't say no to your love. I can't say no to your love. Should have never let my heart bump, bump, fall for you. Oh, it went wrong from the start. Ooh, you were never meant for me. Now I see it, I don't want to, but I know it. It was never meant to be. Well, you told me clearly, our intentions are just not the same. You love me dearly, but only as a friend, and that's such a shame. So I'll sit waiting, anticipating for the change. I know we'll never come, and it makes me angry. I can see the harm it may be done, but I can't help it. Hanging out with you is so much fun. You may be trouble in my bubble, baby, you're the only one. The only one I want, cause my heart is so demanding. Every day it is expanding, and your presence is so commanding that I just can't go. I can't say no to your love. Can't say no to your love. I can't say no to your love.
With a nice flourish at the end, the Super Saturated Sugar Strings live at KMBA. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It sounded good here in the studio. I wish I could balance the mic so it sounded great for everybody out there. We were kind of busting out the microphones there, I think, but Kat's used to that. That big voice.
Oh, sorry about that. For our listeners at home.
Well, you know, it's tough. Now, the interesting thing again tonight is that we got two bands in studio, so they're doing the Super Saturated Shuffle right now and getting in place with Feeding Frenzy.
It's the Super Bowl Shuffle.
It's the Super Bowl Shuffle, absolutely. we'll talk more with the Sugar Strings in just a moment and find out a couple details more about their new album called Heart-Shaped Leaves that is available very soon, specifically this weekend, Saturday. But coming off of a show at the Taproot, Feeding Frenzy is also in town, coming down from Fairbanks, which it's not really every day you guys come down from Fairbanks down into Anchorage, is it? Daniel's on mic number four here. Yeah, so step on up.
It's every other week.
It's every other week. Get out of here.
Just for me. I spent the winter in the valley. So
Feeding Frenzy had a good time on Thursday night. How was the show?
It was great. It was really fun. Lots of friends showed up, and we had a good crowd. And talked to the janitor the next day, and he said, "Oh, quite a mess in there. You guys must have had a really good time last night." So it's good.
That's always a good sign. If there's a huge mess, we had a good time, everything's going good. Now, the new project is an EP that's got just five or six songs on there?
It's got five songs.
I've got Bluebird.
Yeah.
Which we've been spinning on the radio. And this is something new that you're really not going with that approach of here's a CD, here's an album. You're going pretty much straight up downloads. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're selling vinyl and then also download codes. We're bypassing kind of the CD medium, which for some people is a little bit weird. But
it's interesting how everybody here is in that transitional stage right now. Where, I mean, I remember when cassettes changed, when cassettes mm-hmm. came in, when they changed, when vinyl was removed. Our CDs like pretty much disappearing, aren't they? It's not like it's something you really want to even make a whole bunch of to send out to people.
It's a little bit of a tough choice. We are going to do a limited run of just kind of like smaller DIY CDs for people who
for
you know,
moms.
For Daniel likes to say for moms.
Yeah.
Just for people who you know maybe like to listen to CDs in their car or whatever. But yeah, for the nice finished products, we're just really going to go with the vinyl and the.
And I understand there's a pretty unique little way you guys are marketing this this little EP through downloads. It's a sneaky way to get the information in somebody's hands.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we're distributing them on Matchbooks.
Didn't we sneak one into your hand earlier? We have
no,
one to sneak in there.
I haven't seen that, actually.
Dang, oh, we're not smooth as we think we
there,
are.
There oh, we are. See, look at that.
Well, I wrote a little love note in one. That's not what the love note is, is it?
I hope not.
I believe it has an email address on the inside of it.
That's perfect. This
but,
is
yeah,
perfect.
So it's a fun way to sell download codes, you know, something more than just giving somebody like a... you know, a sheet of paper with a download code
exactly.
on it or something. It's a bit of a novelty item that they can keep around, kind of like a CD case.
And I think that's the thought that I was thinking when we're in this transition, no longer do you have a CD, but you still, as a listener, kind of want something. You want this tactile experience of grabbing something, like I said, other than a piece of paper or just, oh, email me the information.
Right.
You want something physical. So this is a good idea. I think that's fantastic. We got Effie, Ryan, Daniel, Rebecca, Chad, the Feeding Frenzy Band from Fairbanks with their EP, which is self-titled. What can you play for us to get things going?
We're going to play actually a brand new song. It's not even on the EP. It's been in the works in the last few weeks even. So, yeah.
Kick on in.
All right.
Feeding Frenzy live in studio. Live studio audience provided by Super Saturated Sugar Strings. They are here celebrating the release of their album, Feeding Frenzy, celebrating the release of an EP, and kind of just getting into the summer, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, just starting to get into the summertime season. So where is Feeding Frenzy playing next?
We will next be playing at Summer Haze, which is a festival tomorrow at Anchorage Community Works.
Wait a minute, that's tomorrow too?
That is tomorrow as well.
Oh, there's a
big
weekend.
Yeah, so we'll be playing at 5 o'clock, so you can come and see us and then head right over to the sugar, Super Saturated Sugar Strings show.
How did we not plan this from the beginning to have everybody? We should have done an hour-long show because you guys are pairing up, it seems like, with them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope the sunshine holds. It's looking okay out there right now. I think Saturday's supposed to be pretty good, so we'll get things going for you over at the Anchorage Community Works. It's Summer Haze, a lot of different artists playing.
Yeah,
kind of a different style during the day and then a little harder rocking at night, from what I recall seeing the set mm-hmm. list for that event. So that new song that you just played, it's not on the EP?
That is not on the EP, no. That was for the last few months we've been kind of all in different places. Chad and Rebecca have been living in Portland. Daniel was living down here. He was, well, out in the valley. And me and Effie were in Fairbanks. And, that was a song that I sort of cooked up while they were gone. And, we've just kind of been first time playing it last night. Figured it would be great to give the radio audience some
brand new stuff. When do you know you're ready to put something down on, like, an EP form or a full album form? When do you know you've got enough material and you're not, burning ones out?
I mean, I think it's kind of the time when you realize that, you've played it live enough and it's starting to get some of that polish that comes from playing it repeatedly live and then, modifying things, changing them a little bit. And then once you've kind of accumulated enough material that feels, I think, like Kat was saying, thematically linked in a way that it can feel like a coherent single unit as an album.
And sometimes you never know when that is, and other times it probably comes along quicker than you think.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens like nobody's business. Other times it takes forever. So.
Kat, Carlisle, when did you guys know that this project of yours, Heart-Shaped Leaves, when did you know it was ready? When did you know it was done and ready to put down on a final format?
It's ready.
I know. I just had the same exact thought. I was like, "Oh, it is. Oh,
it's never ready. It's up to you."
I've got the finished product right here, and I was thinking,
doesn't mean it's ready.
It's not completely. You're still going to tweak it a little bit.
Well, you're ready when you run out of money, and you're like, "Okay, we got to get these things out so we can sell them and make our money back."
How many dates do you guys plan on doing this summer and fall? Is it right back into the full touring schedule?
Yeah, we decided to give ourselves like one weekend a month to not
no
be
I think
crazy.
It was like one weekend a summer,
and then it turned into every weekend.
Yeah.
But that's okay because we're going to really cool places and we see our old friends.
I think there's a lot of us who are envious of the travel. It's a lot of gigs to do and it's a lot of energy to expend, and so I really admire the energy that you guys have to get out there and do all this.
Oh, thanks.
And the CD's sounding wonderful. What can you play for us now? Something from the new CD, perhaps?
Perhaps.
On the new CD. I don't know.
Maybe.
For our listeners, thank you. For our listeners at home who couldn't see us winking. Teresa clarified that. I'm going to give you a little tambourine first, Lauren. Is that going to be too loud for you?
Oh, no, that's going to work.
Did you hear Feeding Frenzy go, whoa, whoa, whoa? If that wasn't too loud,
okay.
Then this is not too loud.
Just making sure.
Okay. Wasn't their new song awesome?
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, it's so rich. I wish you could see their bass ukulele. Anyway,
I'm not gonna, oh no, till you open your heart to the world. Never been the kind to talk about your feelings, so I have always asked you to reveal. Never been the kind to understood my feelings, so all of you when she left you, long ago. Everybody at home, get ready. Get ready to jump. 1, 2, 3.
Live music at the KMBA studios on the fourth floor of the Cookeland Tribal Council building in East Anchorage. Super saturated Sugar Strings. They've got a big event coming up on Saturday. In fact, they're playing from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening. No, I'm kidding. You guys are doing two shows on Saturday, and you're celebrating the release of the album called Heart-Shaped Leaves. Start looking and asking for that CD. It's going to be all over the place. This is working out well. Everybody's moving in and out very nicely. Sing a song, step out. We got another band moving on in to step in and play from a session of music that might be called In the Round, although it's really not round in here.
Well, the Sugar Strings certainly sound great.
Sugar Strings are sounding excellent. It's mostly due to, of course, talent and hard work, and they go everywhere, and they just keep getting better because they play and they play and they play.
Absolutely.
You guys are doing like over 40 shows this year, or have been?
We're doing a lot, yeah.
Boatload as well.
Yeah, we're going to be on tour throughout most of the Western United States through July and ending in August, late August and early September. Yeah.
Feeding Frenzy from Fairbanks down here in the big city. You're close to Alaska. You didn't fly too far away. Thanks for being down here.
Yeah, no,
and their show is going to be at the Summer Haze event at the Anchorage Community Works downtown off of Ship Creek this Saturday. God, we're hoping for some sunshine on Saturday. I've got a ton of events that are going on. There's going to be a busy time tomorrow. How do you guys keep people entertained? You play good music. What do you got for us now?
Got another brand new one for you.
Another brand
new
one.
I like all brand
pastures.
New.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. Now, you're used to playing in small, little, tight spaces, so I hope this is all right for you guys.
Oh, this is
the
great.
The small, teeny studio.
Yeah, we're used to the dry cabins, small spaces.
Did we catch the name of the song?
This one?
Yeah, is it Untitled?
This is Untitled.
It's untitled.
It's that new.
Audience, think of the title as you're listening to the song. Go for it.
All right.
Didn't want to go to work, didn't want to
Sometimes you just got to lay that hammer low. Working till the day I'm gonna die.
Timing. That's putting a kind of nice touch on the afternoon music show with the local music spotlight, Feeding Frenzy live in studio, Super Saturated Sugar Strings live in studio. It's a super frenzy. Come on in, Carlisle, and the guys, let's pull up, just tip up mic number five here just a little bit. Let's see if we can get you guys on. Now, Sugar Strings, is there anything you were curious about with their new CD, their new album that you want to know? Any questions for Feeding Frenzy that you can think of? How is it recorded?
Where?
In
Wasilla.
In Wasilla, yeah.
We went to Wasilla and recorded in a cabin in the woods.
So you guys came down from Fairbanks to Wasilla.
Where do you guys record?
We went up to Fairbanks to record.
Yeah. So wait a minute. This is true. Sugar Strings went up to Fairbanks to record. You guys came down to Wasilla.
This is a true story.
Yeah. Couldn't have met somewhere in between and figured out.
Just get out of town to find yourself sometimes, you know?
Yeah, maybe we could all meet in that abandoned igloo outside of Cantwell.
I bet that reverb in there is great.
Do you think that some of your flavor rubbed off on us? And some of our flavor rubbed off on
That's
you?
That's true.
Well, I certainly love your music, so I hope.
Likewise.
So, yeah, you're picking up maybe some sounds from each other. Now, don't get too dark now. Well, the shows are going to be fun to attend tomorrow because everybody's all set for new music. Sugar Strings at, tell me the times again because I know there's two shows at the Taproot tomorrow. So, Teresa?
Sure. We've got one at 7 p.m., which is our listening room show. We're going to attempt at the Taproot, which I don't know if I've ever experienced before, but there's certainly been a number of times I've been there. I'd wished it was listening room. But so we're going to try listening room show at 7. It's all ages. And then at 10, we're going to start the real party, and we're going to get down and dance. Oh, and each show is $10. If you buy a ticket for both, it's $15.
And then
awesome.
Feeding Frenzy is over at Summer Haze. And give me a little primer on that once again, if you can.
Yeah, we'll be playing at 5 o'clock at Summer Haze, and it's at the Anchorage Community Works. And, yeah, you should come and check it out. There's a ton of other great bands on the bill. Yeah, it should be a great time.
And last thought there, Carlisle?
Well, so what you're saying, Ryan, is that you guys play at 5, and then people can just leave from the ACW and come straight to the Taproot.
That is definitely something that's within their
possibility.
That
sounds like a fantastic evening.
It's a great route, you know.
Somehow it all just worked out nicely. And congratulations to both of you guys out there and having everybody just eat it up. So let's hope for the best. Everybody support local music by going to the shows and grabbing the download or the CD. It's all out there for you to enjoy. You're listening to KMBA.